You're listening to The Pawpaw Patch, a podcast for pet loss. Now, here's your host, narrative psychologist, Nelson Paul.
Welcome to episode number 5. This week, we'll take a look at 3 popular myths surrounding your pet loss. Let me first say something rather obvious, but nonetheless unacknowledged. Each of these myths is spawned by one human being, or a set of human beings judging another. And here lies the problem. Who are they, or anyone for that matter, to sit in judgment of you? Omniscient, omnipotent gods do not walk amongst us. In fact, noted spiritual counselor Abdi Asadi, a man with 35 years worth of clinical case studies, discussed this very topic in a 2016 podcast episode, going so far as to classify judgment as, quote, unexamined and reflexive, unquote, and labeling judgment a toxic behavior. With that said, let's get to myth number 1. People that experience intense pet loss are bizarre or weak. Reality? Actually, people that experience intense pet loss are college students, and working mothers, and single dads, and lawyers, and truck drivers, and professional athletes, and landscapers, and actors, and couriers, and plumbers, and even podcasters. They're your neighbors, your lovers, your friends, your colleagues. They're the rich, they're the poor, and they're everything in between. And they number in the tens of millions. For instance, podcast superstar Joe Rogan openly admits to feeling devastated by the death of various dogs he's parented throughout the years. So much so, he's quivered and shed tears right there on YouTube for the whole world to see while discussing the matter. Yet, there are more than 100 million people that will tell you Rogan is one of the sanest and most well-adjusted people on the planet. Not to mention, would you step into the ring with Joe Rogan? In other words, the guy hardly seems weak. And you don't have to be religious, or conservative, or a sports fan to appreciate the authenticity of Tim Tebow publicly sharing his very last moments with cherished canine Bronco. It's seriously one of the most touching and beautiful videos you'll ever see, full of so much love, so much appreciation, so much gratitude. And if you believe a guy like Tim Tebow is weak for crying over his dog, you're obviously ignorant to the fact he once, willingly, took blindside pummelings from 300-pound defensive linemen. And, of course, there's the story of George Clooney and his Vietnamese pot-bellied pig, Max. Clooney had Max around as a sort of surrogate mother for almost 2 decades and is said to have mourned the animal for years after his death. Yet, not only is George Clooney neither bizarre nor weak, he's been like, you know, the sexiest man alive. Twice. The moral of this particular story? Grieving the loss of a dear family member is, in fact, quite normal, quite healthy, and yes, quite common. Myth number 2. Pet loss pales in comparison to human death grief. Reality? Nothing could be further from the truth. Love is love, trust is trust, and devotion is devotion. And no matter who or what we love, the how is constant. We love from the heart. And sometimes, because of the unconditional nature of such love, we find ourselves experiencing more intense grief after losing a pet than we typically experience after the loss of a human being. In fact, a 2002 study published in the peer-reviewed journal Society and Animals used scientific meta-analysis to reach the conclusion that the grief experienced after pet loss does indeed rival that of human death grief. This research follows up similar findings. By way of a study published in the journal Anthrosos, researchers Marilyn Jurals and Susan Labatt maintain that the psychological issues typically taking place with human death grief also appear to be present with pet loss. And in his groundbreaking text, The Loss of a Pet, Dr. Wallace Seif, citing his own clinical data, argued that, quote, "the mourning for a pet can be far more intense than for a human," unquote. Bottom line here, to say pet loss pales in comparison to human death grief spits in the face of empirical research. I'd like to take a moment here to remind you that if you're struggling with pet loss, I can help. As one of the world's leading experts on companion animal loss, I offer workshops, seminars, and retreats designed to help you complete your grief in 3 days or less. To learn more, log on to nelsonpahl.com. That's Nelson, PAHL.com. You'll find that link in the show notes of this podcast. Myth number 3. I've been grieving this pet for too long. I should be over it. Reality? This is one of the most troubling myths regarding companion animal loss. For one, there's no set time frame for grief. None. For some people, it can be a matter of days to recovery. For others, it can take decades. Some people are more intensely attached to pets than others. Some people are more relationship-oriented than others. Some people are more compassionate than others. And truth be told, some people simply have more access to help than others do. Put another way, grief is always relative. Thus, if you still hurt years and years after the loss of a companion animal, who has any right to shame you for that hurt? To further hurt you by questioning or even invalidating your present hurt? Your grief belongs solely to you, and it can take time to resolve, no matter if it's human death grief or pet loss. And to rush the healing process, especially for the sake of appeasing those that spew unsubstantiated platitudes, is to disrespect that healing process, to actually corrupt it. This only creates lingering and residual issues going forward. As beloved actor Keanu Reeves once said, "Grief changes shape, but it never ends." I wonder if Keanu might have been a therapist in a previous life. Huh. So, we've now debunked the 3 major myths surrounding pet loss. Are you still allowing any of these to cause you shame? I certainly hope not. You've opened your heart to an animal. You've loved. You've lost. You grieve. That is healthy. Until next time, for the Pawpaw Patch, I'm Nelson Pahl. Be well.
You've just heard the Pawpaw Patch. If you've enjoyed this podcast, make sure you subscribe to it and leave us a review. The Pawpaw Patch is written, directed, and produced by Nelson Pahl. This podcast is copyright by Wiley Rogue Audio. All rights reserved.
Wiley Rogue Audio hopes you've enjoyed this podcast.